Dr. Kenneth M. Ray, Vice President for Research and Advanced Study, will present the candidates for the master's degree.
Mr. President, will the candidates for the degree of Master of Arts please rise? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Fine Arts please rise? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Education please rise? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Business Administration please rise? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Science please rise? And will the candidates for the degree of Master of Civil Engineering please rise? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Electrical Engineering please rise? President Wood, it's my pleasure to present these candidates for master's degrees in the various curricula. The registrar has certified that they have fulfilled the requirements for the degrees as listed in the official program. The faculty of the colleges concerned has recommended that they now receive their diplomas.
By virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon the recommendation of the President of the University and the faculty, I confer upon you the master's degree to which you are entitled with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
As the candidates receive their diplomas, we request the audience withhold applause until the last master's degree has been conferred. Will the candidates please come forward? Joseph Marvin Bonner, Jr., Master of Arts in Teaching, English. Charles Leslie Klutz, Master of Arts, Broadcasting Education. Hold on just a minute. Diane Marie Jacobson, Master of Arts, English. Thomas Francis Sexton, Master of Fine Arts, Creative Writing. Don Billings, Master of Science, Counseling Psychology. Sally Davis Blair, Master of Arts in Teaching, Education. Kathleen Ann Buckland Davies, Master of Arts in Teaching, Education. Mary Jane Peterson Elliott, Master of Education. Rosa Lee Foster, Master of Education. K. Arlene Streb Harkness, Master of Education. Dolores Ellen Fry Heim, Master of Education. Nancy Alice Henry, Master of Education. Mary Lou R. Floden Hermes, Master of Arts in Teaching, Education. Neville Lee Abbott Jacobs, Master of Arts, Anthropology, Journalism. Esther Luna Klein, Master of Education. Peter B. Klein, Master of Science, Counseling, Psychology. Larry Dale LeBeau, Master of Education. Nancy Nelson LeBeau, Master of Education. William Harris Lorentzen, Jr., Master of Education. Orally Ray McCain, Master of Education. Janice Ralph Maurer, Master of Education. Barbara Jean Rouse, OP, Master of Education. Albert D. Patterson, Master of Science, Counseling, Psychology. John Marion Poling, Master of Education. Kenneth A. Pollard, Master of Education. Donna Francine Prater, Master of Education. George W. Redmond, Master of Science, Counseling, Psychology. Barbara M. Tomisich Rich, Master of Education. Carolyn Marie Sands, Master of Education. Charmaine M. Smith, Master of Education. Rita Stout, Master of Education. Kathy Emily Vopel, Master of Arts in Teaching Education. Romeo Joseph Vignati, Master of Science, Counseling Psychology. George Gordon Ziegler, Master of Science, Counseling Psychology. Joseph A. Nava, Master of Science, Wildlife Management. Walter Howard Pearson, Master of Science, Biology. Brent L. Bowen, Master of Business Administration. Ruth Payne Hegdahl, Master of Business Administration. Jimmy Nelson Moore, Master of Business Administration. Heinz Werner Noonan, Master of Business Administration. James Wade Sullivan, Master of Business Administration. David R. Voss, Master of Business Administration. Richard V. Nelson, Jr., Master of Science, Geology. Jose Luis Ordonez, Master of Science, Geology. Dennis Carlisle Trabant, Master of Science, Geology. Horace E. Black, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Glenn Ray Burt, Master of Science, Civil Engineering. Wesley Homer Butler, Master of Science, Engineering Management. John Wallace Campbell, Master of Science, Engineering Management. John Cannon, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Clark Muriel Chaston, Master of Science, Engineering Management. John Norman Davies, Master of Science, Geophysics. Floyd Ray Dollarhide, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Ronald James Doner, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Terrence Michael Endicott, Master of Science, Mathematics. Jeremy Gallagher, Master of Electrical Engineering. St- Stephen Arthur Hall, Master of Electrical Engineering. Gerald Allen Cabell, Master of Science, Mathematics. B. Krishnappa, Master of Electrical Engineering. Terence Edward Cries, Master of Science, Mathematics. Edmund Joseph McMahon, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Roderick Michael Moore, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Harry C. Olson, Master of Science, Geophysics. Frederick L. Richardson, Master of Science, Engineering Management. David Schaefer, Master of Civil Engineering. Claude Victor Vining, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Jan Wagner, Master of Science, Environmental Health Engineering. Carl R. Watson, Master of Science, Engineering Management. Dr. Ray will now present the candidates for the Educational Specialist degree.
Will the candidates for the Educational Specialist degree please come forward? President Wood, I am pleased to present these candidates for the Educational Specialist degree. This degree, approved by the Board of Regents 1 year ago, is being awarded for the first time at the University of Alaska. The registrar has certified that the candidates have fulfilled requirements for this degree, and the faculty of the college concerned has recommended that they now receive their diplomas.
Mr. President, as President of the University, I present these degrees for the degree of Educational Specialist for their award.
By virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon the recommendation of the President of the University and the faculty, I confer upon you the Educational Specialist degree with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
Robert L. Schroeder, Bemidji State College, Bachelor of Science, 1963, Master of Science, 1966. Stephen Gilmore Spengler, Educational Specialist, AB, Olivet College, Michigan, 1961, Master of Education, University of Alaska, 1966. Dr. Ray will now present the candidates for the Doctor of Philosophy degree.
Will the candidates for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy please come forward? President Wood, it is my sincere pleasure to present candidates for the highest academic degree awarded by the university, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy. The registrar has certified that they have fulfilled the requirements for the degree, and the faculty has recommended that they now receive their diplomas.
Thank you. Mr. President, as President of the University, it is indeed a particular pleasure to present these candidates for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, the highest degree in course that can be obtained.
By virtue of the authority invested in me as President of the Board of Regents, under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon the recommendation of the President of the University and faculty, I confer upon you the Doctor of Philosophy degree to which you are entitled, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. It's a pleasure to be able to present these degrees to you.
John George Bost, Bachelor of Arts, State University of New York, 1965, receives his degree in zoology, Doctor of Philosophy. Sue Ann Bowling, Doctor of Philosophy and Geophysics, received her B.A. from Radcliffe College in 1963 and her Master of Science from the University of Alaska in 1967. Alan David Johnstone, Doctor of Philosophy and Physics, received his B.A. from the University of Oxford, England in 1961, his Master of Science from the University of London, England, 1968. Henry Crawford Marshall, Doctor of Philosophy, Human Ecology, received his B.A. degree from the University of Alaska in 1966. C. Peter McRoy, Doctor of Philosophy in Marine Science, received his Bachelor of Science from Michigan State University in 1963, his Master of Science from the University of Washington, 1966. Roger Malcolm Slatt, Doctor of Philosophy and Geology, Bachelor of Arts from San Jose State College, 1965, his Master of Science from the University of Alaska, 1967. Will Lieutenant Colonel Edmund J. Kennedy III, Professor of Military Science, present the candidates for Army commissions?
Well, Will the candidates for commissions in the United States Army Reserve please rise and come forward? Mr. President, upon the recommendation of the faculty of the Department of Military Science and the approval of the President of the United States, I present to you these candidates for commissions whose names appear on the official program.
Thank you, Colonel. I have the honor of serving on behalf of the President of the United States and presenting each of you with your commission in the Army of the United States. You have been selected for this honor because special confidence is reposed in your patriotism, valor, fidelity, and ability. To have merited this confidence is for each of you an achievement, and I charge you so to live and so to act that you may ever prove worthy of this distinction.
Second Lieutenant Condon Ernest Blacka, Infantry, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant John Randall Boyd, Infantry, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant Curtis Charles Clausen, Infantry, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant Thomas Diamantes, Jr., Infantry, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant Scott Betts Law, Signal Corps, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant Terrence Michael Endicott, Air Defense Artillery, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant William Davis McGee, Field Artillery, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant David Paul Newell, Field Artillery, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant David Roland Rieger, Armor, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant Emerson Leroy Stocks, Military Intelligence, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant James Allen Waite, Military Intelligence, United States Army Reserve. Second Lieutenant Jimmy Duane Walker, Corps of Engineers, United States Army Reserve.
There are times that a university has within its faculty persons who, upon their retirement, merit special recognition for the service they have rendered. And today is one of these times. I'm confused, as usual. All right. It's the moment I always try to avoid anyway. Moment when I give a charge to the class. And I was going to avoid that today and just go right on into the merited status. See if I can find it.
the dream and the danger. Class of 1970, together let us recall the happy times. Their like may not come again. A cloud of dissent, of protest, bearing the evil seeds of revolution hangs somber on the horizon, small yet menacing. You know, your strong young faculty knows, I know, that demands are with us always. Only the absurd are new and strange in their absurdity. Together we know, too, solutions are more nebulous and difficult than demands, rational or irrational. The computer to end all human woes with instant answers as yet is not conceived, and I trust it shall never be. True progress, we know, requires infinite patience and persistence. To your great credit, you have faced the storm, not run before it. Calmly, with courage and conviction, you have listened and with civility countered incivility. In consequence, the tensions on this campus, such tensions as accumulate wherever hundreds and thousands cluster for whatever purpose, work or study or play, have been greatly diminished and minimized. And this in spite of some abortive yet deliberate attempts to distort and to disturb. You have kept your cool magnificently. It is your cool to keep here at the University of Alaska. We remind ourselves that your campus student government is self-government in the true tradition of the American dream. That democratic process of government, slow-paced, imperfect, frustrating at times as it is, still is the very best that rational man has conceived and accomplished. The present-day advocates of revolution are not likely to fashion a better. Yet rather noisily, they continue to demand instant solutions to everything. Even the impossible task of satisfying some obsessed with an insatiable appetite for power over others. But to those happy times. You built the Beluga. Just how seems some way not to be explained. Perhaps it's best not to try to unravel such agile footwork and sleight of hand. Whatever occurred to make the project possible, Beluga is here. And so is the modular housing available to some married students. Through your special efforts, which featured some of the most astute political maneuvering both on and off campus I've ever witnessed, there will be more units of some type over the next months and years, predictably enough to offset the total housing need. Trying my best for many, many months, and backed enthusiastically by an able board of regents, a deeply concerned faculty, and all the professional and technical expertise of a strong office of planning and operation, I could not accomplish the result you achieved. And star in your crowns, the Campus Activities Center. Turning that first twin spade full of dirt with Bill Howe and Phil Yonker after 7 long years of false starts, wrong turns, earthquakes, floods, and assorted financial obstacles and disasters was truly a happy time. I marvel at it all, deeply appreciative in humility. Among the slightly weird remembrances, planting a 49-foot totem pole in the midst of a blizzard, marathon madness of September, the oil drum raft madness of May, and in between the campus day cleanup and bust that laid low the very fine head of student activities. I hope he's recovered so he can be here this morning. If the audience doesn't know, they got in a football scrimmage on campus cleanup day snowing, so they couldn't clean up the campus. But they got a football game, and they broke his leg. Class of 1970, your greatest contribution to your university will endure long after the buildings have gone. Actively, you gave of yourselves so that improved conditions for learning would obtain on this campus. Your concern ranged beyond to the dilemma we face everywhere on how best enhance for the many the total quality of living. Your fine work in the university assembly to improve instruction and programs of study, as well as your exceptional success with Earth Day, the Fine Arts Festival, and related activities merit the highest accolade. All Alaska is proud of you for the great good you have done. They are also deeply grateful for what you have not done, examples of which scream out from headlines and over the airwaves around the land, indeed around the world. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yet knowing you, personally, I expected nothing less. One of you asked me to write on the year of the graduate. Perhaps a decade of the graduate might be a bit more to the point. For in the 1970s, the decade we are now entering, the great economic, political, and social decisions shaping the destiny of man for the 21st century and beyond will be made in this decade. In large part, these decisions will be made by graduates of higher educational institutions of the world. Need one be reminded that should these institutions be destroyed, immobilized, are weakened to the point of closure, that the great governing decisions for man will be made by the mob, senselessly, irrationally, in violence, in crudity, and with total degradation of the dignity of individual man. No set of laws, no force of arms can stop a tornado of revolution once its fury is unleashed. Only each of you as an individual can turn aside a portion of the menace. Apathy and wringing of hands will not suffice. Nor will letting George do it. Nor will a demand for complete, total personal freedom to act as one chooses any place, any time, while pressing to impose restrictions on others. This is a pretty unrealistic way to view life. Let me do as I please, but you do as I tell you. Individually, you must be in the eye of the storm, an active, strong influence for constructive change toward the good and the best. You have been tolerant about extremes. You have listened. I think you have learned. But thank heavens you've been short of the sin of most of us as parents, being over-permissive. You have been mature, concerned, effective campus citizens. And my confidence in you is such that I know you will be so in a larger community of citizens wherever you may be. Had I wisdom, I would freely give it you. I can only offer whatever good use you may make of it, the simple creed of one American who respects you, who admires and loves you for what you are, the most intelligent force for a bright tomorrow the world has ever known. In that creed, I believe in God, the creator of all things, living and non-living. In the United States of America, its lands and sea and sky, its people of whatever faith or creed, our origin, our station. And I believe in their mode of governing themselves as a people in a republic called a democracy. I believe in the way of life of the people of the United States that has evolved over the long years as a result of gradual unfettering of the energies, the spirits, and the minds of the many. I believe in our traditions, our institutions, our ever-changing customs, fashions, and enthusiasms, as weird as upon occasion these may be. In a word, I believe in our heritage as Americans. I have pride in that heritage and confidence in the rightness of the way it points. I believe, but I am not content. And lest you be content, here are questions, a handful among a thousand. Have too many now too much? Are we too many? Must the race of man decline, vanish? Dominant in its place, must there emerge some other living thing, locust, lizard, some pulsating energy unit not yet revealed? Have too many, too much information, but too little understanding? Too much freedom, but too little responsibility? Too much recognition for too little actually accomplished? Too much ego involvement and too little humility? Too much demanding of others and too little giving of oneself? And I wonder, can man cope with abundance, especially intellectual man? Must always, as in the historical past, an affluent people perish? Turn the pages of history. Now, if you can find workable answers to these and to others, if you can find the quality level of living that can be sustained for all through the productive capacity of all, perhaps in the process of finding these, you will join me in confidence that the essence of the American dream shall endure and prevail. And the danger that lurks on the horizon, in the little cloud no larger than a hand can cover, will be dissipated by your energy, your alertness, your dedication to the dream. Your dedication to the dream is the only way that the danger can be dispelled. And may the mightiest power of all watch over you and watch over your good works. And may the top of the very best be yours, class of 1970.
F. Patrick Fitzgerald, member of the class of 1970, will respond.